You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We'll continue with our education spotlight from District 61 in just a second. Right now we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Thursday, and the Dow was up 147 points to 26,145. In economic news, the August Consumer Price Index rose 0.2, below the consensus expected gain of 0.3. The CPI was up 2.7% year over year. The core CPI, which removes the volatile food and energy components, increased 0.1, also less than the 0.2 rise forecast. Core prices were up 2.2% versus a year ago. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.22%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.23%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 1.2%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 4/32nd, yielding 2.987%. Gold futures were up $3.50 at $1,211.70. Crude oil futures were up 28 cents at $68.87 a barrel. On this last day of the week, the Dow is trading at 26,187, a positive 40 points. ADM at 50.01, Ameren 65.20, Caterpillar 145.90, Norfolk Southern 177.45, PPG 113.16, Tate & Lyle $34 even, and Mueller Water 11.59. And I close with the following about leadership from John C. Maxwell. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. All right. This has been all week. There has been a Suicide Prevention Awareness Week going on across the nation, and there have been lots of events that have taken place. And District 61, each and every Friday, we spend some time with them concentrating on their programs and what they're doing for kids. Suicide, it still has, when we talk about mental health issues, there's still sort of this stigma attached to this. I'm glad that they're teaching young kids that it's okay to think about this and talk about this. Brooke Harris joins us from DPS. You're the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administrator, the project manager. Man, that's a mouthful. You fit that all on one business card?
Okay, right. I use the acronym SAMHSA.
All right, just turn into that microphone just a little bit. Okay, so tell me about like what your job is basically, year round. What do you do for the kids?
Okay, so my job involves a lot of things, mainly working with the grant. We focus on, there's two components to the grant. Component one looks at early intervention, prevention measures, awareness pieces, and increasing access to mental health services for students.
Yeah, mental health is such a big deal. And it may not even be the child's. It could be a family member, something in their household. I mean, it may not be directly, impacting them, but it's in their life. People don't want to talk about it. It's still very taboo in some families to talk about these. Is it tough to sort of get kids to open up a little?
It is. I do find that, using different approaches, we do have aware counselors that are in six of the buildings. They are staff members at Heritage, but they work full-time in six schools. As a part of the pilot with the grant. And okay. So they have different ways of getting the students to open up and invite them into the therapeutic process. And then we also inform the parents. And so then as we work through kind of those sessions, they can do some family and counseling therapy.
Sure.
We work with another partner, community partner, Youth Advocate Program. And they have a caseworker. So just kind of introducing the whole concept of doing what's best for the
student. It's such a huge umbrella of conversation,
exactly.
From substance abuse to mental illness. Often those two things are connected together. And I also will introduce both our other guests as well. Nalita Spann is Program Manager of Crisis Service at Heritage. And so tell me about what it is you do for a living and then how you interact with District 61.
Okay. Well, what I do is oversee the crisis team. And what we do is we respond to the crisis in the community. So at the hospitals, at different locations, it could be at a doctor's office. It could be at somebody's residence. We work with DPD as well. And we also work with the school district with our SAS program. And also, if there's anybody in the school that is needing some assistance or is in crisis in that moment, we reach out to them and we respond to those cases.
Well, I'm glad you guys are there. I'm sure it's awful big, though. I mean, you're talking 9,000 plus kids. I mean, there probably can't ever be enough resources, can there?
Nah.
Yeah. And it impacts, you know, mental health and substance abuse is something that impacts people on all income levels.
Absolutely.
Across all demographics.
Absolutely.
It's not just, you know, inner city, it's rural. I mean, it's everywhere, and particularly with the opioid, you know, thing we're seeing today, which has kind of brought a whole new level to the conversation. All right. So and then our third guest is the owner of DC Body Works, Isla Dransburg Cook. You tell me about, first of all, free plug. Tell everybody about your business.
Thank you. Yes, I am a licensed massage therapist and registered yoga teacher, and I also do wellness training, mostly stress management and mindfulness training.
Can you stick around for about an hour after the show?
Absolutely.
We after this week, we could use some stress management training. So tell me, how did you get involved in being a part of this?
Well, it started out in a car ride with my daughter, listening to the radio, and a song came on,
okay.
the Logic song, the 1-800 song, and it's about suicide, and the hook was, I don't want to be alive, I just want to die today. And I thought, oh my gosh, we're singing about suicide now. And I was totally ready for something negative to come next. And I started to change the station. And my daughter said, well, Mom, have you ever listened to the lyrics or watched the video? And I said, no, I haven't. And by that time, we were almost home, so we got out of the car, and I went in, and I looked up the video on YouTube, and it really has a positive message about working through those thoughts of suicide and struggling with suicide, and promotes the national 1-800 number. And just, you know, when I listened to the lyrics and I watched the video, it really made me sad. And
yeah.
It made me imagine that being in that space is very sad and lonely and frightening. And what can we do in Decatur to help kids that might be struggling with those types of thoughts?
Well, that's a great story. So an artist is inspired to do this, and particularly in that music world, this isn't something that's talked about all that much or dealt with. So that was pretty brave to kind of throw that out there. What you thought was going to be a negative turns out to be a positive, which
yes.
led you to getting involved. See,
yes.
This is how this works in life.
Mm-hmm.
People would just do more of this, we'd have a lot fewer problems.
Right.
All right, so tell me about what you guys have been doing in District 61 all week. I know there's a big to-do at the beginning of the week, right?
Yeah. Well, and all week long.
Yeah.
And it actually was inspired by Isla. She contacted a couple of us, pulled everybody together. We formed this committee, and we have been doing suicide prevention assemblies all week with our middle and high school students.
All right, so you've been to Garfield and Stephen
mm-hmm.
Decatur, Johns
yep.
Hill, Thomas Jefferson, Dennis
yep.
Lab School, Eisenhower High School, Hope Academy, MacArthur. You've been all over the place
yes.
this week.
Yeah, we'll wrap with Hope and MacArthur today.
Today.
So,
all right,
yep.
So what has been the reception? I mean, how have people received this as far as the students are concerned mm-hmm. in the schools?
Yeah, I think the students have received it well. We've seen them be very attentive. We've seen them respond. Most of them are familiar with the song, so I think that resonated with them. It was something familiar. Jessica Smiley from Heritage has been the presenter, the speaker. She shared her personal story, and to see her as a successful woman employed in leadership, I think was very inspiring, that she had been through, you know, a very hard time in her life, and she was able to overcome it with help. And, you know, went on to live a productive life.
Yeah, it's important for kids to be able to identify with
mm-hmm.
someone, right?
Absolutely.
That they're not alone, because it's often, you know, your brain lies to you. And I mean, you don't realize that other people are going through the same mm-hmm. thing or similar things. And also not only going through it, but conquering it and getting past it and,
right.
and learning how to be healthier. It's an amazing thing. Well, kudos to you for being inspired to do something. So many people just kind of just wring their hands and go, oh, the world's so bad, and we need more people stepping up and doing it.
Thank you.
So has this been a rewarding experience for you this week?
It really has. When I read the article in the Herald and Review, there were a lot of comments from students that the reporter recorded in the article, and it just made me feel good that the message was received.
Yeah, Valerie Wells did that piece earlier. Mm-hmm. I read it. It was
yes.
a great story.
Yes.
So, I mean, making a difference, right? So just
yeah.
like you were inspired by that song, you've now inspired other kids, and hopefully they're inspired to help, and it keeps moving down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, the Suicide Prevention Week, it's something that's a problem all year long. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not, but this week is used to highlight it. What should people look for? What can they look for? I mean, are there signs? I mean, and I know it's a big umbrella, once
mm-hmm.
again, but if you're a family member, maybe it's not you going through it, but somebody you love or somebody in your circle, what do you look for?
Absolutely. Sometimes people tend to withdraw. They
mm-hmm.
tend to isolate. Some people will actually express the feelings of suicide and thoughts of wanting to end their lives. And then some people will give their possessions away. Some people will just kind of not really want to be bothered. They'll start engaging in reckless behavior and things of that nature. So if we see that, you know, take those signs into consideration and reach out to someone.
Well, thanks to Heritage and DC Body Works and District 61 for doing this week. You impacted a lot of kids' lives. We really applaud you guys. We're going to take a break. Back with more after this. Stay tuned.
Today, sunny skies and highs around 87 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 64. For your Saturday, sunshine, highs near 86 degrees. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 88 degrees. It is 72 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Career politicians are like cockroaches. Shine a light on them and they scurry. But for decades, the career politicians have scurried around the halls of the state capitol in Springfield, increasing your taxes, bankrupting state government, and giving more control to corrupt Chicago politicians. What's the only way to rid us of the cockroaches? By firing career politicians and hiring an outsider. An outsider like Seth McMillan.
I'm Seth McMillan. I'm an outsider, not a career politician, and I'm running for state senate. I own a small business, and I know what it's like to be responsible for the people you employ and their families. Our legislators have failed. They raised taxes, and they want to do it again. They refuse to pass a balanced budget, and they protect themselves by refusing to pass term limits and redistricting reform. We need citizen legislators, not career politicians in the Senate, and that's exactly what I'll be. I'm Seth McMillan, asking for your vote and helping us bring a new direction for Illinois. Paid for by Friends with Seth McMillan.
Since 1918, Decatur Daycare Center has offered its services to the Decatur community. That's 100 years of helping working parents and providing a safe and educational environment for kids. To celebrate, a 100-year gala will be held September 20th at the Decatur Club to benefit a lifetime of learning for the future. Tickets are $100 each and include dinner, a cash bar, silent auction, and entertainment. Reservations can be made at DecaturDaycareCenter.com or by calling 422-2044.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 17th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 5th at the Kroger in Airport Plaza. Join us to help stock our local food pantries. Last year, over 1.5 million pounds of food was collected, and 16 agencies benefited from your generosity. This year, we hope to exceed that amount. To enable our food drive to help as many food banks as possible, this year we're encouraging the community to give canned non-perishable goods and monetary donations. By giving non-perishable canned goods, we can utilize off-site storage and allow the supply to last as long as possible. Monetary donations, however, go the farthest. Food banks are then able to purchase goods on an as-needed basis and at a tremendous discount. Every dime raised goes to the purchase of food. Thanks to our community partners, we're again offering a